Father, thank you for good day that you give it to us. Thank you for your heart always love us. Thank you for your ear who always listen our prayer. Today we come to you. We come with humble heart. We want to know your heart, Father. Please tell us what you want us me to do. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today we come to the second story about Jesus. We open Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, 17 to 26. Hear the word of God. One day he was teaching, and there were some Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting there, who had come from every field of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing. And some men were carrying on a bed a man who paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and to set him down in front of him. But not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down through the tiles with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." The scribe and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this man who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God alone?" But Jesus, aware of their reasoning, answered and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your heart? Which is easier to say, 'Your sin has been forgiven you,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on the earth to forgive sin," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up and pick up your stretcher and go home." Immediately he got up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went out home glorifying God. They were all struck with astonishment and began glorifying God, and they were filled with fear, saying, "We have been remarkable things today." Amen. Brothers and sisters, how we can connect this story with our situation today? The story start from Jesus' teaching, and then we can see that the Lord was present for him to perform healing. Yeah. Even the Bible told us the Lord was present for him to perform healing. Healing come from God, not come from the pastor, but come from the God. That's why we never put our trust to the pastor, but we put trust on the God. Yes, some pastor have gift to heal, but gift come from God. So always depend to God. That's why we never have in mind that when we was sick, we need pastor to pray for us. Every believer can pray for other believer. We put in place. So whenever you see your friend sick, don't say, "I call PSM to pray for you." Directly you pray for them, and you can see how God used you also, because the Bible told us Lord was present for him to perform healing. And then when he was teaching, some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed. The story starts from this man. Paralyzed. Paralyzed man is a depending person. He or she cannot move. Life depends by other. And This is a problem. Yeah. This is a problem. Paralyzed man. Some see man of problem and make a discussion. Today, we can go to many conferences. What is the main purpose of conference? To discuss. But remember, brothers and sisters, don't stop just for discussion. When we show someone in need, of course, we discuss. But not only stop in discussion, we need to make some solution how to help this man. The Bible told us there are a group of men not only see, not only discuss, but they're trying to bring this paralyzed man come to Jesus. Today, with a lot of protests in Hong Kong, I can see in Hong Kong, there are few group of paralyzed men. First, I call physical paralyzed. A person who cannot walk, who cannot go to anywhere. Yeah. They live just depend by someone. Some family have this kind of member in the house, and then they invite domestic helper to stay close to this guy. So day and night, this guy only stay with a helper. Yeah, even the family willing to pay more for the helper, even on holiday. So, for example, the helper need to have holiday on Sunday. They said, oh, no need. You just stay and take care of my father or my mother. I give you 400. And this kind of people never come and see their parents. Their parents cannot go to anywhere. Physical paralyzed. The second, I can say that who cannot move to anywhere is finance paralyzed. If you don't have money, you cannot go to anywhere. Yeah. In Hong Kong, if I compare to Jakarta, Hong Kong only win 1 point. In Jakarta, if you go to anywhere, if you go to toilet, you need to pay $1. In Hong Kong, you don't need to pay $1. But really, brothers and sisters, if you don't have money in Hong Kong, you cannot go to anywhere. You cannot go to restaurant. You cannot go to anywhere. Paralyzed finance. Just sitting, waiting someone was up. Hey, have you get lunch? Can I offer you lunch? This is what I call finance paralyzed. And the last one I call psychological paralyzed. Loneliness. When someone in loneliness, they cannot go to anywhere. They feel, oh yeah, no one can go and talk with me. This morning, when I get up, I take out my phone, not because I want to see who share EMP this morning, because I already get the news. When I open, then there is a message. Pastor Selamat, please pray for me. I heard that someone talked about me. Oh my goodness. This sister close to schizophrenia. Yeah, close to schizophrenia. Then I try to know why someone can be get this kind of psychology problem. The problem because no one won't talk to her. And finally she talk by herself. She create her own thinking, she create her own story. And finally, it seemed that when she saw someone, she think that someone talk about her. Or when she saw someone, when someone smile like this, oh, you smile to me, you say something to me. What I can say, psychological paralysis. Yeah. It's very difficult to help this kind of person. But brothers and sisters, this is the reality in our world. We see a lot of paralyzed. Hong Kong close to finance crisis, then will be a lot of finance paralyzed people. I just opened a news to prepare this story. Financial Secretary said, Paul Chen, you know him? I don't know. He said that Hong Kong has fallen into recession, hit by 5 months of anti-government protests into recession. The effect of recession, financial difficulties. CNN, September 4, 700 restaurant worker has lost their jobs since June, 700. If one restaurant hire 10%, then 7,000 people lose their job. 9 October, South China Morning Post, more than 1,000 restaurant close. The number is up from 700 to 1,000. That means 10,000. And as the result, more people live under poverty line. This group of people will enter to finance paralysis. Do we see this kind of people in our life? Of course, if we go out from the church to the street, we will not find physical paralysis because we are in Hong Kong. When we see physical paralysis, maybe a health department will take them to the hospital. But talking about psychology and finance paralysis around us, maybe some of us in this room, we are in this kind of situation, but I will not ask you. You will not raise your hand when I say who won't. A lot of people around us, do we have concern like this group of men? And their concern is really amazing. Why I said really amazing? Verse 19. But not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowd. Imagine, we worship at 10th floor. And then we bring someone, go to the 10th floor. And then electricity shut down and no lift to going up. And then we need to carry one man to the 10th floor. Yeah, I can do still 7th floor. After that, 8th floor, then my bread. This is 10th floor. I remember when someone want to throw away their massage chair, and then PSM said, let us bring it to our home. And then me, PSM, and Pinet do it together, and then I feel pain for 2 weeks, brothers and sisters, to hold that black massage chair. Only 4th floor. Yeah, only 4th floor. Now this is 10th floor. Now you imagine how difficult this guy climbed the wall and then hit the roof and then from the roof bring down. Yeah, bring down. I think to do this kind of job, you need to have 3 kind of qualification. First, you know how to bring people from down to up and then up to down. Otherwise, you can carry to up and then when you bring down, you can lose the guy and then he died. Yeah? Special case, special skill to do this. Second point, you need to have heart to do it. Yeah? If you don't have heart, you will not do it. Yeah? Who is this guy? What advantage for me? Why should I have... Love. Because of love, these 4 people want to help the paralyzed man. And then number 3, they must have faith in God, in Jesus. If they don't have faith in Jesus, they will not bring this guy to Jesus because they have faith. No wonder, brothers and sisters, verse 20, seeing their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven you. Seeing their faith. Who faith? Not the paralyzed man, but the persons who bring this paralyzed man to him. Have faith. Brothers and sisters, we have faith. Amen, brothers and sisters? We have faith. We can use our faith to help other people. The problem is, do we have love? Because faith without love only for us. But faith with love to bring God glory for other people. That's why I see in this kind of difficult situation, our faith can be a blessing for other people. The point is, do you put your love in your faith? We just start new ministry at Yunlong. Once a month, every Friday, I need to go with my wife to Yunlong to do new ministry. We serve Indonesian sister who married with ethnic minority in Hong Kong, a lot in Yunlong area. Most of the children come to Santi ministry, they get tutoring class. And then the mother come, and then they do nothing. And then Godwin told me, Pastor Slamet, can we do something? Of course, we can do something. What we can do, I don't know what we can do. Just do something. And then we kick the ball. I have been there for 2 weeks. And then next month, I will go again. Yeah. Make friend. Hear the story. Give some solution. Pray for them. This is the ministry, brothers and sisters. Yeah. No need to wait them have physical paralysis. They already paralyzed in finance, in psychology, in family. They need Jesus. They need Jesus. And I have faith Jesus can help them. But the problem is, who bring them come to Jesus? And then last two verses, the Bible told us, immediately he got up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home glorifying God. We want to see people glorifying God. But the problem is, how they can glorify God? They need to meet Jesus. Who introduced Jesus to them? The person who introduced Jesus to them must be a believer. You and me. Then the lepas, they were all struck with astonishment and began to glorify God. Not only the paralyzed man glorifying God, but also people around them. Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah. Bad situation become opportunity for us to do something, to show out something, and finally we can see that more people in Hong Kong glorify God. May God help us, you and me, to take part in helping paralyzed people around us. Amen. Let us bow our head. Try to remember one of your friend or your family, or even maybe your house church member who are in difficult time. Yeah. Maybe you think you also in difficult time, but some people more difficult than you. Yeah. Try remember them. What we can do? Pray for them. Make a call. Invite them encourage them. And tell them that Jesus loves you. Bring them to see Jesus. And you can see how God helped them. And you can see the power of God come to them. And they can glorify God.
Hears me when I call.
Let us show our faith to God by praying for brothers and sisters. Who suffer cancer and running chemotherapy and take out all cancer in their body. Let's bring them to Jesus. Let's pray. Also pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that in the midst of their weakness, they can see that God loves them and they open their heart. Let's pray together. Also pray for a group of brothers and sisters who have different physical weakness. We pray that by the power of God, God will touch the body and take out all the weakness. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will open the way for them. Brothers and sisters, today our mission prayer is for China. We pray for ministry in China. We pray for Pastor Ricky, Pastor Hansu, who serve in China. and also Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, and churches in China. We pray that God will bless the ministry and extend the church. Many people got saved. Pray for China. Also pray for board member P-Sam, P-Nate, and all member. We pray for our leader in this church. We pray that God will put wisdom, sharp thinking, God's heart, so that when they lead the church, they lead with God's wisdom and God's heart to serve people in SP. Let's pray together. Also pray for fellowship. We pray for young adult fellowship. We pray for men ministry, Monday prayer, pure desire. Special for men ministry, they just hold a retreat. We pray that the fire in their heart always burn and then to bless other people. Pray for SP 2.0, bigger place, bigger ministry, more people come to SP. Pray that God will use SP more and more. Pray for house activity tonight. Bluepool, Fortress, Lion Rock, New Conduit, Simsaswi, and Fantris. We pray that, through house church, we build our spiritual among believers. Last one, we pray for Hong Kong. As you know that we pray that God will bless Hong Kong, stop violence for people who are in financial difficulties, poor people. We pray that God will love them, give them a way. We also pray for churches, believers, to take part in helping Hong Kong. Father, thank you for your loving heart that you pour it into our heart. Today we have faith, but we need your love. Drive us to show our faith to help people around us. Now open our eyes to see people who are in need, and then help them and then bring them to God. Please, let us, Father, show your glory to us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name.